Okay, well, hold on a second.
Now we're choosing the right camera.
Okay, well, hold on a second.
I see Gabe's face. Wait, where's my camera? I have a camera.
See you.
Where's my camera?
There you are.
Let me move. I had to adjust everything. Jesus Christ. It seems fuzzy. Why am I fuzzy? But the feedback from my voice is going to be troublesome. See,
there's so much echo. What's going on?
I don't know.
Sounds like you're in a big open area, or your mic's not picking you up. Like you're using the wrong mic.
Maybe. Hold on. Let me check my settings. Look at that large animal next to you. Good God.
That's the boy.
Yeah.
Look at this beast. He's solid. Solid like a rock.
Yeah, so you have no headphones, though?
I do not.
Okay.
Why? Do I not sound... Okay.
No, you sound good. It's just I can hear my voice echoing back on me. That's going to be bad for a recording.
All right, how about now?
Hello, hello.
Okay,
how about... Okay, yeah, I can't hear my voice bouncing back, so...
I turned off all the... Because apparently there's a lot of settings in Discord that are automatically on, and I turned all those off, but I guess they're important.
Yeah, they like to turn those back on after they do their little updates. They're kind of pulling the same shit that Microsoft does with Skype, where we set everything up perfectly. They do an update, and then everything's kind of screwy. So, yeah.
I'm going to switch networks real quick. Give me one
networks,
second.
Networks, okay. Switching to networks. This is radio.
See if you drop now, because you were dropping a second ago.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's the whole thing with wireless Wi-Fi. It's not reliable. Kids goes in and out. I mean, somebody runs a microwave and suddenly you lose your connection. Could be the neighbor. They're nuking their coffee or something. We just don't know. Well, I'm glad you're back on your laptop. Laptop has good quality, good microphone. You look good. So you're not using your laptop camera. You're using a separate camera.
Yes, I have a new camera.
Snazzy.
I know. It's a fancy Logitech.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to be dealing with... I got my little box of tissues here. Because I'm going to need it. Ah, yes. There'll be some editing with this show. Probably editing my coughs. Yeah. We're going to talk about that, too. Because I got a cold from Florida.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
It was. That's the frustrating part. We've got a pretty packed agenda.
Oh, let me look at the agenda, which I have not looked at.
Agenda.
I never looked at. Agenda. Oh, I'm checking real quick. The agenda.
I will pretend to be energetic.
Oh, we got to talk about the IWA.
The IWA. About that, huh? The International Women's Association?
The Imaginary Wrestling Association.
Oh, boy.
Because I got to recruit you.
That's right. All right, folks, get ready for catching up. 2 months of crap.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another sexy episode of WNOD. And now, here are your hosts, Gabe and Rob.
Hello, hello, it's Gabe and Rob. We are back. It's been a couple of months away. We have many things to talk about. First thing is I'm ill. Well, I'm on the later stage of illness. Like I caught a cold from Florida. And I'm not as bad as I was a couple weeks ago, but still dealing with that. So it's going to be a bit of editing. But I wanted to share a little bit of the coughing with the audience because I want them to enjoy my pain as well because they're along for the ride.
Are you taking expectorant?
Expectorant?
Yes, like Mucinex.
I don't think I took a Mucinex today. Maybe I should.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Because I took some cough syrup, took an allergy pill. Let me go grab a little...
cough syrup stops you from coughing, but you want to get all the gunk out.
Yeah. So let me go get some Mucinex. Yeah, stay right there.
Okay. Boy. Dexter, you want to be on the show? No, you don't want to be on the show? Come, if you want to be on the show, come here. Come on. Come here. All right. Fine. See? You are live.
Always nice to do that as we're beginning a show. Probably should have taken that an hour ago. All right. So we've been away. We were going to record a month ago, but then you had a thing you had to do last month. What were you doing at the end of last month? You went somewhere. Geez. Did a thing. Convention.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it was kind of a lot of nothing.
Yeah.
But it was a thing that I did. I went to a magic convention. Yes. That was not magicians, but Magic the Gathering.
Oh, see, that would have been pointless. Guys walking around little wands and hats with
I know. That would have been more. That would have been actually interesting.
Yeah.
As opposed to the convention that I went to, where I was mostly just people selling magic cards and playing magic, which I did not get to actually play any magic.
Yeah.
Because all the magic there, I know.
He's tapping you on the shoulder.
I know. What's it,
Dexter?
He's like, hey, talk about Dexter.
Yeah.
He wants to talk about
Dexter. Hey, boy.
Yeah, this is Rob.
Hey, we've met.
Yeah, kinda. No? Okay. Yeah. Right, he's not biting.
He's a cat.
So it was in Baltimore. It was by Star City Games. It was a magic convention. I did not play any magic because they wanted me to pay to play magic, and I'm not paying to play magic because I could play magic for free wherever I go. I just wasn't into it. There were lots of vendors, there were artists there, so I got artists to sign some things, and that was fun.
That's a fun part, because there's some nice artwork in those cards.
Yeah. So that was fun. Hung out for a couple hours and I left. So it just did, you know. Everything was expensive. Like they had, They had like little personal pizzas, and they wanted like $15 for like a personal pizza or something like that. Man, that was a lot of money. So we went across the street and got like a whole meal for like $15.
You know, nice.
$15 for like a hot dog and like a soda or something like that. It's like, get the fuck out of here.
You know, hot dog, come on.
I know.
Like, hot dog should be like $3.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like I'm not. So I saw his prices. I'm like, not paying that kind of money. So we left. Me and my friend, my friend. Kenny. Me and Kenny.
Kenny.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we go to Gen Con and stuff.
So. Yeah. He's your convention.
Yeah. It was all right.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, nothing really to write home about, but.
It got you out of the house at least.
It got me out of the house. It was fine.
Yeah.
Sorry I missed the show. But, you know, I thought it was going to be more than it was.
Oh.
It was not. Yeah. I got to meet a YouTuber that I liked, but that was it.
What does this YouTuber do?
They make magic videos.
Yeah.
Well,
how do you make a magic video? It's just talking about the newest cards or something?
Yeah. Okay. And how to play magic more gooder.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. How to not suck at magic.
Good.
I suck at magic, so I must not be listening. So
it's amazing. We play these things for years and years, games, card games, and still bad at it.
No, it's amazing.
But we're having fun. That's the important part.
I'm having fun being bad at a game.
Yeah. It's a way to do it.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's what I did. So
yeah.
What did you do instead? Did you slept?
Yeah, I think I just slept in that day. And yeah, play video games, something like that. Because Pat's been working a lot of weekends, so I've had free time to catch up on that. I put out another episode of the podcast, another flashback episode with some old stuff that had not been previously released. So that was fun. It was funny because it was some old jokes some of the jokes were kind of sexist, and I'm thinking, are people going to complain? But it was back in the 90s, so I figured, this is old stuff. Nobody complained, so we're okay. No letters.
You know, women, they have vaginas.
So I've heard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm aware of this fact. Haven't seen one in a while, but, you know.
They're on the internet.
That's right. But, yeah, so we couldn't do the show that week. And then the next week, I think that was my Florida trip. Oh, no, because I think the first of November, I had something else going on. What the hell was I doing? Oh, that's right. That was Pat's colonoscopy. Yeah, I had to take her to do that. That was fun. She opted for no anesthetic. Just do it raw.
Why?
I'm not sure. I'm not exactly sure what I think because she said she wanted to be awake afterwards so that she could just get on with her day rather than having to rest for a little bit. But I wouldn't do it that way.
Just take the day.
Yeah, I know. She can't even take a day.
Take a fucking break. They're shoving something up your ass. Like,
well, afterwards she said it was kind of uncomfortable. She might not want to do that next time, but it wasn't too bad. Just kind of weird. So, yeah, she's an oddball. But she's fine. No findings. I think they found one polyp they took out. That was about it. But there was no cancer, none of that stuff. So she is okay. But it was her first one. She's 47 years old. That is her first colonoscopy. And apparently now we're supposed to be getting them at 45 instead of 50. I've had two.
I got one. Oh, you've had two. Yeah. I've only had the one.
Yeah.
I'll probably still schedule another one.
Yeah, we're getting close to that. Because, I think at 50, we got to do our next one. Mm-hmm. So I had one years ago, like in my early 30s, because I had blood in the stool. And it turned out it was hemorrhoid or something like that. Because I remember I ate something like chili dogs that had too much spice on it or something. And then I was on the toilet for like an hour. And there was blood in the stool. So I saw a guy and he said, okay, let's check it out. Yeah, it was just hemorrhoids and a redundant colon, which is just weird.
A redundant colon?
Yeah, it just means there are parts of your colon that don't really go anywhere. They're like dead ends. Not sure why that happens.
I don't like that.
No, it sounds gross.
My colon to go somewhere.
Yeah, I'd like the stuff to go out, preferably. Hmm. So that was that. And then the following weekend after that, we went to Florida. And Florida. You been to Florida, Gabe? You've been to Florida. You went to Disney and stuff. Well, before we talk about Florida, you had another thing you did. IWA? Is that? Well, that's the wrestling thing, isn't it?
And it's the wrestling thing.
Well, let's talk about it. Let me do Florida first. Then we'll get to your wrestling thing, because that's a different kind of topic.
Yeah.
Yeah, Florida. We went there for 3 days to see my dad. And it actually was a really good trip. The only problem was when we flew out there, the flight out was, it was one of those red-eye flights. And it was cold. It was very cold on that plane, colder than I've ever been on an airplane. Because it was warm in Vegas, it was warm in Florida, so I figured I'll just wear shorts and a t-shirt like I've done before. No, I should have worn pants and a hoodie. I should have dressed up for the cold. But apparently the stewardesses were having issues with the temperature controls. So I saw them messing around with the little screen, and they were saying, oh, it's kind of cold in here. So I think they were having technical issues with that. It's Spirit Airlines, so, we only expect so much.
Did you ask him for a blanket?
I didn't. I should have, though. They seem busy.
They're there for you.
That's true. Well, that's true.
Spirit Airlines is one of those cheap airlines, isn't they? Aren't they?
It is, yeah. That's why I wasn't even sure if they had blankets.
They don't have any fucking blankets. Yeah. They're like, here, use the vomit bag.
Yeah,
that's your blanket.
Put it over yourself.
That's right.
But the trip was good. We spent 2 days with my dad and 1 day at Universal Studios. My dad's sewn way down. His energy level is just low. He can't really talk much. And when he does, he's kind of quiet. He can move around somewhat. Like at one point we were at a restaurant and we're eating. And then because he's always in a wheelchair, and he pulled away from the table and wheeled out the door to the side of the building. Cause there was a lake there and there was some outdoor seating. He just did it himself. And we're like, where the hell is he going? We go out there. There were turtles outside he could look at. So he actually was able to roll up to a railing and lift himself up by himself on the railing and look over and see the lake and the turtles and all that stuff. So he still has some upper body strength. He's just slow. Like even when he's eating, he just needs extra time to get the food to his mouth. And sometimes his wife will get impatient and the assistant will have to remind her, don't help him. He still can do stuff. He's just slower. Just let him be an adult. You don't have to baby him. He can still eat and drink and all that stuff. It's just the walking is an issue. Because his Parkinson's is the kind where he doesn't shake. It's just slow. Like it takes extra time for the thoughts to go from his brain to his body. So it's could be worse, but it's still not great. And I mean, he is getting worse. He's slowing. As time goes on, he's just getting slower and slower. But what can you do? That's his deal. It's sad. But I feel good about his situation because he's in the care facility. His wife sees him like every other day. She lives 5 minutes down the road. They're good. It's as good as we can hope for his situation. So it was good to see him. I don't know. I got a little sad when I was leaving the last day there, because we brought him to his facility. We put him in his chair and talked with him for a little while. And then as we're leaving, I'm looking down at my dad sitting in this chair and thinking, this isn't really who he wants to be. He wants to be up and about, you know. He was the athletic guy, and he's not that anymore. And it's just kind of sad. Got a little sad by that. But it's...
Well, I mean, he definitely wants to be alive.
He does. He does. He finds his joy. His assistant will take him to, I guess, a fitness center for people in his situation. They'll do exercises in the pool. They'll actually sit him down in a chair in a pool and do like some version of volleyball, where it's just a bunch of disabled people who can't really move, but they can at least move their arms, and they can do that. So it's some kind of exercise.
Does he kick their ass?
Probably.
He kicks their ass.
Yeah, he's the most athletic guy there. But it was good. Had some pretty good food there. But we did go to Universal Studios, which was your suggestion.
Yeah.
Because originally we were going to go to Disney, but then you said, no, do Universal. So we did that. We went to the Epic Universe. So we got to see the Mario Land. We got to see the Frankenstein stuff. We got to see, what they call it, like Dark Horror or whatever it is. There was the How to Train Your Dragon area. There was a Harry Potter area. We're not really into Harry Potter, but we stopped off. It looked just like France, I guess. I don't know. There was a store there where they sold wands.
Yes.
All these different styles. I was walking around thinking, bunch of fucking nerds, I tell you. Buying wands.
Well, I mean, the cool thing about the wands is that they're interactive with a bunch of stuff in the park.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, you can use them to, like, make a bunch of the robots do things. So, okay. Like, you do a flick and swish, and magic happens. So, you know, which is kind of cool, which is just is bullshit. But, you know, it's cool, you know.
The kids like it.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, it was fun. The park was definitely a blast. We were not able to do the Mario Kart ride because it was broken. They had us in line for like 30 minutes. And they kept saying, we're working on the ride. It'll be ready soon. And then after about the fifth announcement, they said, the ride is broken. It's going to be a while. So we just left.
And you get nothing for that. You just get to waste your time.
Yeah, so. Just standing there. So that was annoying. But, I mean, the rest of the park was a lot of fun. We did the Frankenstein ride was a blast because they strap you to the chair and just kind of shoot you through this tunnel where they're flipping you upside down. It's not really a roller coaster. It's just you're just kind of moving along. It's like a 3D ride where things are coming at you from the ceiling and the floor. And I couldn't tell if it was just a screen or if were they holograms? I know they could do holograms now. It was pretty impressive special effects. I enjoyed that. And there were two roller coasters. The small one was the How to Train Your Dragon one. I did that one. I could handle that one. I mean, it was kind of fast. I screamed a little bit, but it was more like a scream into a laugh because it was, you know, not that bad of a roller coaster. The bigger one, which was, I think it has dueling roller coasters where both coasters are kind of next to each other doing stuff at the same time and kind of coming at you. I skipped that one. I said, no, thank you. That looks too big and too fast. So Pat went on that by herself, and she said, yeah, it was pretty rough. she kept her eyes closed the whole time. So I was right. Shouldn't have gone on that one. I know my limits. I'm not doing the big ones.
Is the Transformers ride still there?
No.
Did you get to?
No, Transformers. No, that. I mean, that might have been a different part of the park. I know the one in California had a Transformers ride when we went there a few years ago. But that was okay. That was more like a 3D. You're just riding along, and then stuff's coming at you. The Transformers ride wasn't really bad. I mean, it's not knocking you around too much. But there was that one, and then
it's still there. Yeah, it's still there. You could still go meet Megatron. You should have gone
in Florida.
Yeah,
must have been a different part of the park, though.
Yeah, I think it's not in the monster part. It's in the like the main part.
Yeah, okay. We're in a different spot.
I think you have to have. I don't know if you have to have a different ticket for that park.
I don't know. You have to have the multi-park ticket, and that was going to be like twice the price. And we just figured, but we didn't really need it. I mean, there was plenty to do at the part the spot where we were. There was a show. There's a How to Train Your Dragon stage show, where they had this giant animatronic dragon, and the other dragon was flying overhead, and they're dancing and singing and all that stuff, and that was kind of fun. But what was funny is, as we're watching the show, I'm noticing off to the left, like maybe 10 feet in front of me, because we're near the front of the stage, there was a woman standing there in a blue shirt. Like, she worked for the park. She was the sign language person. So she's doing the sign language along with it. And I'm realizing, wait a second, this woman is fucking beautiful. She was like the hottest woman I'd seen all day, just standing there doing the sign language. I'm thinking, I'm watching this family-friendly show, but this woman is incredibly hot. And she had big boobs, the whole thing, you know. I'm like, what's going on around here? I'm just trying to watch the family show, and she's over here with her huge tits. They weren't even hanging out, because it's just a polo shirt, like a blue shirt, you know, the uniform, but the shirt could not contain them. So that was a fun little bonus there.
Should I ask her, may I take a picture of your breasts, madam?
That would have been fun. I would have been asked
as a memory, as a token of my memory.
Yeah. You want to come back home with me? Oh man. So that was fun.
Is there anything at a gift shop to remind me of your breast?
Should have taken her on a ride, because they take the photos and you can take one home. So that was fun. But what else did we do? Did the Frankenstein? We finished up with the Mario area. And we didn't get to do the Mario Kart thing because that was broken. But we did the other ride where you go around the little Mushroom Kingdom, kind of the slow ride. It was enjoyable. And we had food. They had food there.
They do.
Yeah.
They had Mario food.
Yes, we did. Well, we started out for lunch. We had seafood at the Atlantic, which is kind of an underwater-themed kind of restaurant where it overlooks this, what do you call that? Not a lake, like one of those little fountain kind of areas. It was almost like the Bellagio in Vegas, because the water was dancing around. That was nice. The food was good quality. Had a nice lobster roll there. It was just pure lobster, just all you could want. And then we finished up. We had dinner at the Toadstool Cafe, which is kind of delightful, because you have to order from the table. And what you get over there?
Sorry, Dexter, just talking. Just talking, like he hears you talking, and he's just talking.
He's meowing.
So funny.
Oh,
hi, Dexter. He's just.
I think he wants me to shut up. You know how cats are. Hi, Dexter. Oh yeah, hell okay. He's talking. Dexter, do you want to go to Universal Studios? No, no, he's quiet now. Dexter, you're a handsome boy. I love you. You're so handsome and majestic, big white cat.
He's talking to you, buddy. You hear him?
Hey, buddy. Hey. Hey, how you doing?
There you go.
Hi, Dexter. Hey. You have very nice eyes. I like your fur.
There you go.
He was just chirping at me, huh?
Yeah.
Cats do that. They'll respond to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's enough, bud. Take a walk. Okay. Sorry. I'm distracted by the cat that I see constantly.
Yeah. The cafe was good, because I guess you order from your table and they bring it over to you, and then they got the little machines with the drinks. It was a nice way to end the day. Oh, we were able to take my dad out on a pontoon boat on Sunday, because, you know, he's into boats and lakes and stuff. So we rented a boat. We took him out to the bay or whatever it is. That was fun. It was a little cloudy, and there was some, we went back a little earlier because there was lightning. You don't want to mess with lightning, but still good. We saw some porpoises. They have porpoises in Florida. They kind of roll up and kind of jump out of the water a little bit. That was fun. So overall, good trip.
They weren't dolphins? Come on, then.
No, porpoise. Porpoises are the darker color. Porpoises are brown. Dolphins are more gray. But it was, it was good to see everybody. It was funny because as we were, my stepmom, she had these glasses, I guess they're wine glasses, Chardonnay glasses, sherry glasses, these fancy glasses. And she was asking us if we wanted her to if you wanted to take them along. She said, well, you know, we wouldn't be able to take them on the plane, kind of fragile. She said, well, I'll mail them to you, because I guess they're in the family and she doesn't really have room for them anymore or something. So she mailed us a box of these glasses, and they're nice. I mean, we used them for our Thanksgiving dinner for the wine. It was they're nice. But it got me thinking about what we talked about before, which is that generation and their stuff. Their things. Why do we need these things? I don't get that. Never in my life would I think about buying a fancy glass. I don't get it.
All right. So we sold my mom's house.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a big step.
Gone. Wow. And basically, all the stuff is just gone. Yeah. It's just gone. I didn't take any of it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just gone. I didn't want any of it.
Yeah.
I got nowhere to put it. Yeah, where am I going to put any of that
stuff? Just like decorations and stuff.
And furniture. Where am I going to put?
a house full of furniture.
Yeah, you've already got furniture. You like your couch.
Yeah, like, it's just, where am I going to put it? And it's just, my dad's like trying to give it to me, and I'm like, I have nowhere to put any of that stuff, Dad. Yeah. I live in a townhouse, Dad. Like, where am I going to put it? You know, it's just, I've already got Danny's family's antiques in my house. Like, where am I going to put additional furniture? You know, it's just, it is sad that, you know, they've got a bunch of stuff, and it's just, yes, it would be nice to have those things, but sorry, y'all, you fucked up.
Yeah.
You know,
too much stuff. Well, I was telling a friend of mine about this, and she said, yeah, I think that generation has all the money and no hobbies. So they just collect stuff. Well, it's funny because at my stepmom's house, on all the tables, all the end tables, nice end, there were just things on tables where I wanted to actually put my stuff. Like the nightstand where we have the dresser drawer in the bedroom we were staying. The dresser had just stuff on top, and I wanted to lay my clothes out. There was no place to put anything because she just had candles and little decorations and shit. What the fuck? Just hang stuff on walls. That's fine. But not on the table. I need the table.
That's right.
I could barely fit my cell phone on the nightstand because there was this, I mean, you want the lamp, but there were just these other little just things sitting on the nightstand. Like, what are these things? I need space for stuff. I just want to put my little cell phone down so I can have an alarm. Some people try to put Gen X in the same category as boomers, and I know there's a little bit of overlap with us and them, but not that much. I mean, they're a very different bunch in how they see the world.
Well, I think we're also on the tail end of Gen X.
Yeah. I think we're closer to millennials at our age. What do they call us? Elder millennials or something? I don't know. Yeah, I think we relate more to their struggles than to our parents.
I think so.
They lived very different lives.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, yeah, we're kind of like right on that border, you know, just of being fucked both ways, you know? Yeah.
I mean, we have houses, so we got lucky with that, but you know, not for that Jeep. I mean, you know, our house is certainly affordable, but you know, 10 years earlier would have been a lot more affordable.
Yeah.
Hmm. Boy, oh boy. But the trip was good. Overall, solid trip. I was happy to go. I mean, look, my stepmom, she's still crazy, but she does what she got to do. She does a lot of work to take care of my dad, so I give her credit for that.
Well, I'm glad your brother did not have her arrested.
I know, right? My goodness. Well, here, let me send you some pictures from the trip. I didn't get to do that. I'll send you some. I have pictures. So here's the boat, and there's their dog, and you can see my dad in there. You've met my dad. You know how he is. Their dog's name is Lucy, and she is 10, and her ears are very floppy. It's my dad in his wheelchair. I wore my one Mario shirt I wore to the park. I like the one where I'm standing.
Yeah, your dad's the only one wearing a life vest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, probably smart. Yeah, I think the hardest part was getting him on that boat because he's in the wheelchair. Wheelchair wouldn't fit, so we had to sort of wheel him up next to the boat and sort of hoist him over, like with two people helping. I think three people assisted, so we got him in there, though. He was happy on that boat. He was smiling the whole time. Probably the happiest he's been in years.
Yeah, it's nice. Looks fun.
Yeah.
You're both so green.
I did make a point when we were heading back home in the Tampa airport. I bought a Tampa hoodie because I was assuming the plane was going to be cold, and it was, but I had a hoodie this time, so I was prepared. It was good.
Okay.
So there it is. That's Florida. You know, it was nice to see him. I mean, we'll try to get down there. I don't know if it'll be every year, every couple of years, maybe. There's only so much to do down there. So I figure if we go again, it'll be similar. Like, we'll spend a couple of days with him and then go to a theme park because we still got to go to Disney. I'd like to go to maybe Epcot Center or something like that. That would be fun. So we'll see. But yeah, Florida. And the weather wasn't bad. I mean, it got a little warm during the middle of the day. I think it topped off at like low 80s. But humidity wasn't too bad. It was all right because it was November. So there we are, Florida. It was good to see my dad. It was good. I was happy to see him. So, yeah. So you... Oh, wait, your laptop. So tell me about your laptop thing.
This fucking thing.
Yeah.
So
once again, you were without a laptop. You have it now. That's why you sound and look good.
My motherboard has been replaced on this laptop three times.
Ridiculous.
This is...
This is the third time. So basically, my laptop has been completely rebuilt three times.
So when they replace the motherboard, do they just swap the other parts in onto the motherboard, like the processor?
No, completely new. Completely new processor, completely new RAM, completely new graphics card.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Okay.
So it's pretty much a new laptop.
Yeah. But they still kept but they still kept the screen and the body and everything, but they just replaced the inside. Yeah. It seems kind of dumb.
Those things don't really do anything. Like those can't cause anything to go wrong. Yeah. You know, those things either work or they don't. You know, those aren't really things that break, you know.
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, so it was working fine for about a month.
Yep.
And it was funny because I was telling Krista, I was like, it's been working great. Finally, I think we finally fixed it.
Yeah.
And then literally the next day, the next time I turned it on, it would not come on. And I was just like, this fucking thing. It just wouldn't come on.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't turn on.
It heard you.
What is happening?
You got cocky.
I did.
It said, oh yeah? Well, watch this shit.
I'll show you. And so, no, it just wouldn't come on. Mm. So, yep.
But you got it back. Have you played some games on it yet since you got it back?
I tested it with a couple games, and so far it's all right.
Okay.
We shall see.
Good. Laptops.
The one I like to test it with is Minecraft. That's a good one because that's a modern game that's updated a lot.
Okay.
And it's on Microsoft. So if Minecraft won't run on it, nothing's going to run on it, you know, like it's just one of those things. Like I bump it up to like one of the higher resolutions and just let it run for like a couple hours and I just walk away, you know, and if it's still running when I come back, that's a pretty good sign, you know? So that worked. I also got a new game that I've been playing. It's called Raccoon, like raccoon. It's called Raccoon.
What?
Yes. It's a coin pusher game. I love coin pusher games.
Oh, one of those. Okay.
But this is just a demo and it's free and it's a lot of fun. Okay. It's really good. I really like coin pusher games. They're just fun games. I just like them. So, because it means I don't have to actually spend money and it makes me feel like I'm actually good at coin pusher games. But then when you try to actually play coin pusher games, they're not nearly as.
I mean, the whole thing with those kind of games is that there's a certain, I guess, randomness to it.
Yeah. They just take your money.
Like gambling.
Because that's you know, it's almost like they figured out gambling.
Yeah.
You know, as someone that works at a casino, you know, you realize that gambling is not a thing people should do.
No, the house always wins. I mean, thanks for spending your money. I get to have a job, but also probably shouldn't do it. That's why you got to go for the action. That's what it is. It's all about the action. Cha-ching, cha-ching.
I go into it. I say, okay, I'm going to spend $10. Maybe $20, $20 at max, you know, something like that. And I spend my money and I'm done. That's it. And I walk away, you know, and I have my fun and I leave. That's it.
It's the thrill of losing.
Yes. Or if I ever get up like a certain amount, like if I ever like double my money or something, I'll walk away. You know,
that's the key. Once you get back more than you spent, even if it's just a couple of bucks, walk away. You've won. Yep. Congratulations. Yep. Go to a buffet.
You have beaten the odds.
Yeah.
Leave.
Yeah. boy. But that's good. Well, good luck to your laptop. Hope it sticks around. I'm disappointed with the way Dell's been kind of dicking you around with it, though. I mean, you know, what's up, Dell?
It's an i9. Like this is the best processor I've ever owned.
Yeah.
It's an RTX.
No use for that processor. Not at all.
Not a laptop.
No. An i5 would have been fine. Isn't it like a 10-core something or other?
It's got a bazillion cores. Yeah. How many cores?
Can't keep track of the cores anymore.
I got cores for days.
You got cores. You got the virtual cores and the thread, hyper-threading. So it's getting a bit out of hand. Maybe that's the problem. So processors have gotten too complicated for their own good.
I've got 24 cores.
Oh, my God.
32 logical processors. I don't even know what that means. But I've got it.
I think that's the hyper threading. Yeah. I mean, you think all those cores, it would figure it out how not to crash.
Yeah.
Come on, man. So, all right. Well, good luck with that. Yeah. So speaking of games, you were trying to get me involved in something called IWA. What is this? You sent me a PDF and it was big and I was flipping through it. Like, what is all this? It's people and names.
Imaginary. I've got charts, Rob.
Oh my God.
I've got a notebook.
A physical notebook. Oh my God, look at this thing.
Crazy. Let me show you my fall.
Yep.
So this is a fake wrestling league where you get to manage a fake wrestler and go up against other fake wrestlers. And let's see, this was September, fall, October. Go. So the idea is that you pick, there's a bunch of moves on the back. Can you see the moves right back? And you pick 10 of these moves, and you pick 5 of these moves. And each month they're given a value.
Yeah.
And whoever has the most points wins the match.
Okay.
So that's the basics of it. And you go against a bunch of other wrestlers. And in this league, of which there are many, there are currently 168 wrestlers in this league.
Oh.
Now, of the 168 wrestlers, I'd say there's probably only about 30 of them that are actually active.
Oh no.
Maybe 40.
Okay.
There's a lot of people in here that just aren't active, or that are new, or yeah, because there's a lot of people. But let me read you some of the names of the wrestlers that are in this league. I'll read you some of the top wrestlers, and I'll read you some of the bottom wrestlers. Some of the top wrestlers are Mark the Fan Botch. He's the league champion.
Oh.
His name, The Fan. Nickname is The Fan.
Okay.
The Notorious Jesus.
The Notorious Jesus. Okay.
The Notorious Jesus. Crush Groove. Random Baltimore Vagrant. Magnum AI.
Mm-hmm.
The Great Entertainer, Bryant Clothier. Mack Truck Murphy. Those are the guys that are current. G-Force, Gary Morris.
Oh.
Zyzax.
Zyzax.
And it's spelled Z-Y-Z-Y-X.
Oh, okay.
And my wrestler, Captain Midnight.
Captain Midnight, all right.
Captain Midnight. in the league, you come up with like your own little promos and things like that. Okay. You trash talk other wrestlers.
Oh.
And you get to talk. You get to make up shit. And my wrestler only communicates through advertising.
Okay.
Mine sent an advertisement for his t-shirts. And his t-shirts make fun of other wrestlers.
Clever. Clever. Yeah, I like this.
And he posted a newsletter where he's selling access to his fan club.
Okay.
That's called Threat Level Midnight is the name of his fan club. That's, you have Threat Level Midnight access to his fan club for only $60 a month.
Wow.
Where you get the scoops. And you just come up with you talk trash about other wrestlers, and then you wrestle that wrestler, and you don't really get anything for wrestling that wrestler. Your score goes up, you know, and you get fake dollars and things like that. And
so depending on the value of each move, if you have a set of moves that has the highest number, you win. That's how that works.
Yeah, you win. Okay. You win, lose, or tie.
Okay.
There's also a battle royal every week.
Yeah.
Depending on how you place in the battle royal, because you can move up, and down in the rankings, because there's how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. There's 12 regional titles for that league. Because right now I am currently, what champion am I? I think I'm currently the Rocky Mountain champion.
Rocky Mountain champion. Okay.
Yes. Of the National Wrestling League, which is where I'm currently staying. Captain Midnight is Captain Midnight is the Rocky Mountain champion. I was the Pacific Northwest champion.
Oh, okay.
But I lost that title.
Oh.
But then I won the Rocky Mountain Championship. But there's also the Central Plains champion, the East Coast champion, the Great Lakes champion, the Mid-Atlantic champion, the league champion, the television champion, and then there are tag champions. There are multiple championships.
Yeah.
And when you get a certain amount of money, you can retire, and they'll give you a plaque.
Okay. But this is not real money. It's fake money.
It's not. It's fake money. No, it's not real money. This is just for fun.
But see, so, do they have a bell, though? They got to have a bell for the match.
They do, I guess.
My question is, how do you, because you're showing me the paper, how do you submit things to this league?
There's a couple different ways to do it. You can either physically mail it in, or you can just email it to them.
Okay, so they just have an email address. You say, here's my selection of moves for the week.
Yes.
For this match.
Here's my credit card.
Okay.
And you just email them your credit card number, which is kind of bizarre to email someone your credit card, but that's the way it works.
That's a little sketchy.
It is, but they've literally been doing it since 1985.
Okay, so it's a trusted organization.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So you just email the credit. I just send them my PayPal information. Mm. I have a PayPal card, and I just send them that. And I just keep money in my PayPal account. So that way, if anything goes wrong, it's only my PayPal account. Yeah. So, most they're going to take is the money in my PayPal account. Okay. So it's the
Imaginary Wrestling Association?
Yes. PlayIWA.com.
Okay.
And I need backup, Rob. I need someone to help Captain Midnight against Rebel, what's his name? His name's Magnum AI. He's coming after me, Rob. He said, hold on, let me read you things. I'm going to read you things that Magnum AI has said about Captain Midnight. Hold on. He said bad things. Let me see if I can find it. It was in the fall. I think it was in the fall issue. Right here. I got my issue right here, Rob.
Yeah.
Says, he said I suck.
Well, that's not very creative.
No, it's, I don't know where it is. Oh. So it's in October.
I can't find it.
I think it's in this one. It's in there somewhere. There's a lot of matches in here. There's a lot of bullshit. Oh, here we go. Captain Midnight is a pest and must be destroyed. Eat his kind, so-called heroes have no place in the NWL. He's coming after me, Rob.
Oh, no.
This is Captain AI or whatever the fuck his name is.
Oh.
He's coming after me, Rob.
Oh, AI, like artificial intelligence?
That's right, Magnum AI.
Fuck that guy.
The upgrade,
Magnum AI. AI sucks.
That's right.
AI is for not creative people.
That's right.
I can tell you one thing. This podcast, no AI. It's just, we're just two guys with our brains and our ideas.
You want me to show you a picture of Captain Midnight?
Okay. Let's see, Captain.
Maybe this will sell you.
Okay.
Hold on. I'll send you a picture of Captain Midnight. Oh, you don't use Facebook anymore.
I don't. You'll have to use Discord or text or something. I don't know. We have many ways to communicate.
I do have many ways. There we go. That's Captain
Midnight.
There
he is.
There he is. What is your hero, ladies and gentlemen?
That is something else. Because he's dark. He is. Like midnight.
That's right.
Where did you get that picture?
I made it.
Oh, God.
With AI.
See what I mean? It's killing us. Killing the planet so you can have your little wrestling character.
That's right. You too can do AI.
I can make
I do things like, well, I'll show you.
Who could my character be? The bald bastard. I don't know.
The Hebrew Hammer.
I think there's already a movie about that.
That's true.
What is this? PDF?
Oh, yeah, this is my, I think that's my, this is the shit, this is all the shit I've been making up.
Oh, Captain Midnight. You too can be granted threat level Midnight access. Attention Maryland Midnight Maniacs. Captain Midnight will be doing an autograph signing at the Baltimore Memorial Stadium. Yes, this is cute. You got t-shirts for $30. 4XL currently sold out. Well, yes, that is the wrestling crowd, you know. You're a big bunch of guys. I've seen those videos of the matches. Autograph photos, you got a fan club. $400 for a replica belt? Get out of here. I ain't paying no $400.
Selling his merch. I mean, there's more. I mean, this is basically what I've been doing with my time.
Yeah. Well, he didn't have a laptop for a minute, so.
I know.
But yeah, I mean it's very clever.
That's what I keep telling myself. So, I don't know. It's something to do. It keeps me from, well, I would say keeps you from doing drugs, but
yeah,
it doesn't. So it keeps me off the street.
What do your three women think about this? Because you have three women. Do they have any thoughts about the IWA?
It keeps me off the street.
Yeah.
They think, oh, that's nice.
Yeah. They respond like a disinterested parent. Yeah. That's nice, dear. Go enjoy your wrestling. Okay.
Go do your wrestling thing. Yeah. That's nice. I'm glad you have a hobby.
That's right. Yeah, again, they're enjoy just glad hobby. You're not into some crazy shit, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how Pat feels about this podcast. Just, okay, I'm glad you have your little thing you do with Gabe. Okay. They're so dismissive of our creative endeavors. But they shouldn't be, because it's fun. We're using our brains.
That's right.
Well, that's good. I can't guarantee I will participate, but I'll think about it, I guess.
Understand.
Because I'm busy, Gabe. I'm a busy man. Got a job.
Got things to do.
Yeah.
Don't have time to, you know, play fake wrestling. You want to do real wrestling.
Yeah, really. Women. Now, well, see, what I've been doing, though, is I've been selling my PlayStation. Because it's not gone yet, but it's going to be sold soon. A friend of mine is going to buy it from me, but I'm done with it. I have gotten rid of the PlayStation. I'm out, which is weird because I've had a PlayStation since the PS2. I've been a PlayStation guy, you know, but I've replaced my PlayStation with my laptop sitting in the living room on the little coffee table. Cause I got you've got your TV over on the wall there across from you. Then you have your laptop, kind of the same thing, but except I have mine hooked with just a gamepad. And I have it set to automatically run Steam in big picture mode. So I've essentially turned that laptop into kind of a console, a Steam laptop, I guess. And so far, so good. Like it's nice. I can just kick back with my gamepad and play. Well, I play the gamepad games. Can't really play anything on there, but it plays everything I've thrown at it. Some games got turned down the settings a little bit, like some of the newer games, but it works. I guess the only problem is the fan noise, because it's a laptop, but it just gets kind of noisy with the fan. How's your laptop in terms of fan noise, like when you're gaming? Does it get loud?
It does. I also have a fan thing underneath it.
Yeah, like one of those pads, the little
thing.
I've got one of those too. That helps. That kind of quiets it down somewhat.
Yeah.
But it doesn't eliminate the whole problem.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me though.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I like white noise. So.
It becomes just like white noise. And if I'm watching TV, I just turn the TV up a little bit. I asked Pat about it because she'll be sitting next to me and she said, I can hear it, but it's not that bothersome. So it's been a successful experiment. I now have my laptop as a little console. And of course, it's a laptop. So unlike the PS5, I can pack it up easily and take it with me if I go places. Winner. So I'm very happy with it.
So why don't you like the PS5 anymore?
It was really because a lot of the PS5 games, you can get the same games on PC. And I kept buying games more than once. I would buy it on the PC and then buy it again on the PlayStation, or buy it on PlayStation, buy again on the PC. I kept double buying. It was just getting I was kind of annoyed with myself and my frivolous spending. And there just isn't much that the consoles offer me now with the having a PC. I mean, you go on Steam, there's a lot of stuff on there. I mean, you can get Sony games on there. You don't need a PlayStation to play a lot of these games. So I figured, why do I even have a console anymore? So that way now I'm just doing one library, just my Steam library, and I'm good to go. So it reduces spending. Now, of course, the laptop might fail at some point, and I'll need to replace it. But for now, it's doing just fine. So, hold on a second. My nose. I will live. I blame Universal Studios for this cold.
I don't blame you. People in Florida are disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
I remember being there during the second wave of the pandemic and just people were just spitting on the ground. Just fucking spitting on the ground like disgusting maniacs.
Were
like,
they?
Yes.
Oh my God.
It was the most disgusting thing I'd ever seen. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like,
just we're in the middle concrete. Of the goddamn pandemic.
Yes, yes. God,
these people.
Like, what, you fucking savages? Get out of here.
Unbelievable. Yeah, so the laptop's working well. Now, I noticed, though, there's something going on. There's a thing called BAZZITE, Bazite, which is supposed to be like a version of Linux that is essentially Steam. Yeah, Linux gaming. Because the Steam Decks are built on Linux. Like Steam OS is just Linux with Steam on top.
Right.
I guess people are trying to make their own kind of custom Linux gaming systems, which is a neat idea, but there are limitations. Apparently, games that run anti-cheat software won't run on Linux because Linux doesn't allow you to run that kind of software. Something about the way Linux works. So it's not a perfect solution, but it could be something to play around with, maybe.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, but I mean, I got Windows.
Yeah, Windows works. I mean, for all the bullshit with Windows 11, in terms of gaming, it's fine. Haven't had any issues there. So yeah, just something to consider, I suppose. So that's what I've been staying busy with, just moving some games to the laptop. Yeah, not bad, not bad. And what's cool about that is if I'm on the laptop and I've got a game that I'm wanting to play on there and it just won't run, I still have my main desktop. I mean, most of my gaming is still done up here. All is well in that realm. Oh, I found a dating quote on Twitter I thought was kind of funny. Let me bring it up real quick. I don't know if it was funny, more just interesting. This woman says, "Complaining about online dating is a huge red flag. You're admitting you're a victim of your own failure to be interesting." Now, you are in the dating world with being an open relationship guy. Do you agree with this person? Is there a problem with people? Because I've heard people say, oh, dating's hard. Is it, though? Is it hard, or are you not dateable?
It's really...
Because you've been pretty successful.
I was thinking about this this morning. Like, I was... Again, every time I read something about... Especially it's on Reddit. It's the guys that... always bitching about women. Mm-hmm. And it's always the same things over and over and over again. And it's these guys that are just, they just say the same things about women.
Yep.
And it's just like, oh, well, all women care about are looks. And I'm like, that's not fucking true.
They don't.
Like, it's just, yes, it's their attraction is important, yes. But it's also like, you have to be a decent fucking human being.
Yeah.
And I just assume that you have to not make that. Women can sense, they know if you're a piece of shit. They can figure out if you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And they know if you're, they can sense the desperation, you know, like, and they can sense that. Like, if they know you're a desperate piece of shit, they don't want to be with you.
Yeah.
They know that. And if you've got that air about you, then they're just not going to want to be with you. You have to be just not shitty. Like, like, I don't know how to say it. Like, I don't know how to.
It's a general attitude towards relationships and women. If you're the kind of guy that posts that stuff about women only want rich guys, women only want men who are 6 foot plus, women on that, they'll pick up on that just hanging around you, that you're that kind of person. And it's unfortunate because they're really shooting themselves in the foot by acting that way. I mean, looks are important somewhat. I mean, yeah, some women want guys who are just very handsome, very fit. And that's fine. They should get those men. Other women just want guys like us, just regular dudes. And that's great, too. I think we're living proof that not all women want tall men. Not all women need to have guys that are super handsome. I mean, look, we can grow wonderful beards. But, you know, see, that's the thing. Not all guys, maybe these guys can't grow a good beard. Maybe that's the problem.
Right.
Yeah. Women like a nice beard.
Oh boy, the Mormons are here. They're trying to.
Are they on their bikes?
No, they might be, but they're at the door. They're trying to.
Oh no, really?
I'm ignoring.
Wow! So, right as we're doing the show, the Mormons are trying to get in. Did you wear your magic underwear?
It's fine. They can fuck right off with that. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Don't need that bullshit. Just say sorry. I'm podcasting. Can't speak to Jesus now.
Literally. Literally. I am live right this moment. Live. You probably hear me. No, it's fine.
Oh, so I have a work, my work changed a little bit. My 3-day weekends are gone. No more 3-day weekends. Yeah, there was a law, they passed a law in Nevada that said if you make under a certain amount of money per hour, your jobs will have to pay you overtime on a daily basis, not a weekly basis. So it used to be if you worked 40 hours in a week, whether it was 4/10s or 5/8s, you would just get your regular 40. Now, if you work more than 8 hours in a day under a certain amount of per hour, you'll get paid overtime. So my boss called me in and said, Rob, I got bad news. We got to take away your 3-day weekend because of this law. just heard about it. It's not your, not anyone's fault. It's just a thing. So, you know, boo.
Wait, so what is it? One more time. Explain it to me.
The new law states that if you're an hourly worker who makes under a certain amount of money per hour, you know, certain pay rates,
right?
They have to pay you overtime for anything over 8 hours in one day in a 24-hour period.
Oh.
So that even works from day to day. So, like, if I'm working 7 o'clock to 3:30 on Monday, but then I come in at 6:30 the next day, that first 30 minutes will be overtime because it's within this 24-hour window. I guess it's kind of to protect people, the lower paid workers in a way, but now it means I can't do 3-day weekends anymore.
Is that a state law or a state,
it is a state law. Our Republican governor decided that we needed that. Lombardo, it's our guy.
Yep. So if you work over 8 hours in a 24-hour period. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Oh, that sucks. When did that start? It started in July. No, wait, hold on. It started in 2024.
Has it been there for that long?
It started in July 1st, 2024.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
Sounds like bullshit to me, Rob.
Yeah. Has it been around that long? Because, yeah, it was... Yeah, so they can't do that. No more 3-day weekends for me until I get over a certain amount per hour. And then she said that they could probably re-implement it, but just not now. So I'm still under that threshold. So I'm not paid very well.
Oh, I see. Earning less than $18 more. Employees earning less than $18 an hour are eligible for overtime pay.
Yeah, I'm slightly under 18.
Oh, I see.
I'm like high 17.
Why didn't you just say, well, can you just raise me to $18 an hour?
Well, she said that with raises coming up, I'll probably get bumped up to that with the raise because it usually ends up being like, yeah, that should get me above that by a little bit. But until that happens, no.
I like how that's such bullshit. Like, instead of just bumping you up to $18 now, they're just going to fuck you.
It's a corporation. She doesn't really have control over that. It's a big company. And she said that it's actually more disruptive for some of the people that have kids because they were using the flexible hours to sometimes leave early or come in late and do so they could get their kids and do all that kind of stuff, whereas it doesn't really affect – I don't really care about that. But I liked having the flexible hours where maybe I could work like a 7-hour shift or a 6-hour shift and go to a doctor appointment and then make up those hours later in the week. I can't do the makeup anymore. That's where it's more disruptive. It's not just losing the 3-day weekend, it's losing that ability to have the flexible schedule. I think my comment was, well, that's not flexible at all. That's highly inflexible or something, which she thought was funny. So, yeah. So she was very apologetic because it wasn't her idea. It was just a state thing. So that's unfortunate. Because I was off on Mondays, which was nice because I could do my appointments. Sometimes I could hang out with Byron because he usually works on weekends. Seeing Byron was great. We'd go out on a Monday and go get lunch, go play games, whatever we do. It was fun. So this kind of kills my fun. I like fun.
Well, that sounds like bullshit to me. Do you want me to talk to your boss?
She can't do anything. You could talk to me. You want to talk to the CEO maybe? No, he can't do it. It's a state law. Talk to the governor. Call his ass because he sucks.
I'm not buying that they can't bump you up 50 cents, Rob.
You're not buying that? Why? Well, you know, it's a big company. I mean, they can.
It's 50 cents.
I know. It's less than that. I think I make like $17.65 or something an hour. So it'd be like, you know, 30 cents, 35 cents, boom.
I don't know. I'd have been like, well, now would be a great time to bump you up to $18 an hour, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And then just... And let just hang in the room. Just be like, yep.
Proceed. Y'all can't spare a few pennies? I know what this company makes.
It just, instead of going out of your way to do all this bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know, how about those parents? Maybe they can be bumped up to $18 an hour.
Yeah, cheap bastard. They have it worse off than me. You know, I can adjust, but they've got shit they have to deal with. And it's funny because this is right on the heels of the company saying they earned like record profits this past quarter, this past year or something. They're doing well. Even though people are saying, oh, Vegas is having trouble, not as many tourists. Yeah, there's some of that, but, you know, the casinos are still making their money. We're doing fine. But nah, I can't have... See, that's the problem. There's so little benefits to my job. I don't make much money. The medical benefits are okay. They're decent. I no longer have a flexible schedule. I no longer have free weekends. They give us free food, but the free food generally sucks. I don't have a work from home option. You know, it's just fewer benefits to having this job other than it being just a paycheck. It's just a paycheck. I mean, I don't really have a work social life. I mean, I've socialized with one person at this point. Everyone else, they just do their own thing. It's not like I'm making, you know, massive amounts of friends at work. It's just not a very friendly environment. It's not toxic. It's just everyone's very neutral. Everyone's just doing their own thing. It's unfortunate. But that's why I've been wanting to, you know, find a new job anyway. I did a little job hunt, like just a job search about a couple months ago, just to see what was around. There wasn't much right now. But, you know, jobs come and go. Things happen. I'll keep an eye out. I like to work for a school. I think that'd be like a university. I like to do that. But in the meantime, no 3-day weekend for me. I'll let you know if it changes. Sucks.
I've never had that, so.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, I mean, it's not that bad. I mean, it just means I'm back on a regular 5-day week schedule like most people have. I don't get to be special anymore. Well, where are we then? We're getting, now we've been here hour 20 minutes or so. Do you want to start wrapping it up?
Yeah, might as well. That.
Do you have any other pressing issues on your mind? How are your relationships, plural?
Well, I indeed have many. They are going fine.
See, that's the thing. Guys out there complaining, women don't want me. Meanwhile, you have three.
I know. Maybe that's why, because I'm pogging them all.
That's right. Greedy.
I know. Like, it's like you said, it's not hard. They just got to not be a piece of shit. So.
Just be fun to hang out with and nice.
That's
and
right.
Treat people well.
Because there are plenty of broken women out there for you.
That's right. Also, feed them. That's it. What do women want? They want food.
They
That's
want cheese. They want.
Yeah.
Just give them some cheese. That'd be fine.
Yep. Yes. But yeah, how are things going with all that?
They're going. I mean, things are progressing.
Yep.
Things are slow.
Slow?
painfully slow. But
so,
you know.
So you're referring mainly to the second girlfriend.
Yes.
So you're still sort of waiting. Things aren't quite all the way yet.
No. But
you would like them to be.
It's a very complex relationship.
Okay.
I enjoy your company.
Yeah, that's the important part.
But it's fun.
So there's been no nudity yet, though.
What?
There's been no nudity.
No
nakedness. That's next. That's the next step. Getting naked with somebody that likes you.
It's fine. I got plenty of other people to be naked with. So it's
fine. Got a harem coming out there.
No. I'm like one of them video games.
Oh, God. I have a few of those games. The adult, what are they called? Visual novels. Yeah. So your life is like an adult visual novel now. Just clicking on options.
Keep clicking on the wrong things, I guess.
Well, that's the thing with some of those games. There's always like, there's the women that come out, that go for you right in the beginning. But then there are the women where you have to wait a while. You have to kind of warm up to them and you got to take your time. So that's what yours is now. Your life is a video game. Holy shit.
Slow burn. And I'm just sitting here being Captain Midnight.
That's what you need to bust out the mask. You got to get an actual Captain Midnight mask. So next time she comes over, I'm glad you're here because I wanted to show you this. And you walk in the next room, come back out. You got the mask, the cape. Does Captain Midnight have...
The piece of merch I was working on last night was... Captain Midnight's holiday album, Captain Midnight Sings.
Does Captain Midnight have a voice?
I don't know. I haven't come up with a voice yet. But he had songs that were making fun of his opponents, like on his holiday album that he was selling. That's
fantastic.
It was only on cassette.
As it should be.
An 8-track.
8-track, God.
Because he is perpetually stuck in the 80s and 90s.
Much like you.
Yeah, I know, right? It's Captain Midnight. He's stuck in a time period. He doesn't understand modern technology at all. Like he uses pagers still.
He just pages people. You suck.
He does. He does. Eventually, he's gonna. One of the things I'm gonna do with him is he's gonna like. He's gonna have a wrestling angle where he gives someone a box, and inside the box is a pager. And it's gonna say like Captain Midnight or like 911 Captain Midnight or something like that. And then the lights are gonna go out, and he's gonna appear or something like that. It's gonna be ridiculous.
That's fantastic.
I know. The guy's gonna open up the box and be like, "What is this pager?" And he's gonna look at it and say, "911 Captain Midnight."
He's coming for you.
His number is 1-800. His number is 1-900-MIDNIGHT.
MIDNIT. Yeah. Yeah. Almost fits.
Yeah.
See, I'm liking this more and more.
I know.
But that's why it's so fun. It's creative. It's getting you to...
It is.
It's an excuse to be funny.
Let's me write something stupid.
Yeah.
It's every 3 weeks, so let's me write something dumb. And it's just... It's a creative thing. And it's just...
I love it.
It's funny because, like... I've been writing this stupid stuff and now everybody's jumping on me because they want to get involved with my stupid stuff. Like, and it's just like, oh God, this guy is ridiculous too. So I'm going to start and there's a YouTube channel where they talk about like stuff that's going on in the various leagues.
Yeah.
And just to hear people talk about the ridiculous things that I'm writing, like they're doing a podcast about the wrestling and to hear people talk about my stupid stuff is ridiculous. You know, just to hear, so Captain Midnight has done this, you know, it's like, oh my God, like, why are you talking about this? It's so dumb.
Do they, is the podcast that they do, is it sort of like the wrestling commentary guys? Do they sort of kind of ham it up a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit, because some of it's done like in story and some of it's not done in story. Like it's a little back and forth, like some of it, because they realize it's not real, but some of it's done as real. Like it's kind of, it goes back and forth. Like, you know, it's ridiculous.
I picture like Mean Gene Okerlund talking about, well, this Captain Midnight really thinks he's something hot, doesn't he? He's going to find out when he meets with so-and-so in the ring. Yeah.
They try to translate the stuff that I said into like part of a TV show. They try to say, and then this fever dream of Captain Midnight ridiculousness happens, you know, like, you know.
Awesome.
So, yeah, it's fun. I'm having a blast with it. That's good. And for like $15 every couple of weeks is you know, a small price to pay for
excellent.
The dumb that I'm doing. So.
All right. Well, you keep on with that.
I don't know how it goes. Alone.
Just lonely Captain Midnight.
Lonely Captain Midnight. Yeah. You too could be a tag team champ.
Well, I don't know. Email me the info, the data, just the website and the thing, and I don't know. I'll take a look at it. No guarantees though.
It is work. It is something.
Sounds to like
do. Like I. I spent an inordinate amount of time messing with it, and I spent too much time working on it. Like,
yeah, it's a hobby.
It is a hobby.
All right, are we done here? We set our pieces. All right. Well, let's do that. Play a little Christmas music because Christmas is coming. Yeah.
Yeah, it sure is.
It is on the way. All right, folks. Well, thank you for listening to our wacky little show. Appreciate your time. We'll be back in a month, assuming no conventions pop up or anything like that.
I won't be making any appearances as Captain Midnight somewhere.
Okay. That's good. Work on it. All right, folks. Thank you for listening to our little show, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to WNOD. This concludes our podcast day.
I think we should leave the happy couple on that note. It's hard to tell what may happen in the future, but they may live happily ever after. Again, they may not.
What the hell was that?
Well, bye.